Well, friends, we're all horrified at the killing of the Russian dissident Alexei Navalny. Almost all commentators I've read anyway believe he was deliberately killed by the Russian President Vladimir Putin. There are so many atrocities going on just now that the word revenge describes a lot of the feelings and reactions of many people, even of Christians. Revenge is a natural reaction to such evil. And I've heard several times, how can Putin get away with this? So let's look at what the scripture says about revenge and about justice. The word vengeance, which is the same as revenge, is mentioned over 40 times in the Bible. And we read that revenge belongs to God alone. For example, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. That's in Romans 12:19. And he's copying from the Old Testament book of Leviticus. And we also read, do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver you. That's in Proverbs 20:22. In some of the verses warning us against taking revenge, it's a reference really to personal, private and spiritual injuries that have been done to us. So we must take special care that we know the context in which these warnings are given, because we must distinguish between revenge and justice. Revenge is wrong, but justice is right. God is just, and it's one of his attributes. Justice is one of his attributes which are unchangeable. Justice is really putting right a wrong. And evil is of such a nature that it ought to be corrected. Otherwise, an injustice remains, and he can't have that. God would not retain his holiness if he permitted evil to go on, to go unpunished and uncorrected forever and ever. It is God who alone is pure and holy, who can truly and exactly revenge sin. We sinful human beings cannot legitimately take revenge, for we've lost all our authority as creatures in the fall. But we can, and have indeed been commissioned to be God's agents in administering his justice to reward evil doers. Believers are God's servants, are his agents, fulfilling his desire and will. God calls us to the role of rulers and elders, apportioning and delineating our responsibilities as agents of his wrath. It was when Habakkuk considered a great injustice, the injustice of his times, that he said, O Lord, my God, my Holy One, you who are of purer eyes than to see evil and cannot look at wrong, why do you idly look at traitors and remain silent? That's Habakkuk 1 verse 13. Habakkuk could not understand why God was not dealing with the wicked Assyrians when they were committing such atrocities as they were doing. And God replied that Habakkuk had to be patient. Justice was going to be done. God was going to do something, but not yet. Habakkuk had to be patient because God is long-suffering and gives creatures time to repent. For repentance is his greatest desire. He would rather us repent than suffer for our sins. He hates dealing justly with unrepentant sinners. He would much prefer that they repent. Now Habakkuk was even more perplexed at learning that the Chaldeans, who were far more wicked than the Assyrians were, they were the appointed ones to deal with the Assyrians, the Chaldeans. Justice will be done in God's way and in God's time. God uses people, even evil people, to fulfill his purposes. And this is where and when our faith is tested. Can you and I leave it in God's hand to bring about the justice which sin deserves, which after all is sin primarily is against God? Have you and I the patience and belief that everything is going according to his plan, not our plan or our wish? God is saying justice will be done. Just wait. Because he cannot allow injustice to continue forever. Sin will be punished in this life or in the next if they're not covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We read that the sins of some people are conspicuous, going before them to judgment, but the sins of others appear later. But whether sins are conspicuous to us or not, they are all going to the judgment. Excuse me. As Paul said to the Corinthians, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will declare it. That is the great day of judgment. It is the day when the fire of God will test of what sort each one's work was done. Accordingly, each of us will receive a reward, or we will suffer loss. Paul assured the Athenian philosophers, that God has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness. Acts chapter 17. God is not in a hurry to bring judgment on anyone, sinner or saint, but ultimately all will receive justice. God's patience and delay in retribution to the guilty is often interpreted as if no justice will ever be done at all. As Solomon wrote, because the sentence against an evil deed is not executed speedily, the heart of the children of man is fully set in them to do evil. Faith in God's word is a full-time thing. It does not only apply to our personal salvation and forgiveness. The faith of God in Jesus Christ also applies to our belief in God's complete control and ordering of all the affairs of this life on earth. Everything that goes on in the earth is under God's control and for a purpose. In wars, as well as in domestic issues, God has a plan, not only for individuals, but for nations, including Russia and the United Kingdom. For, as Jesus tells us, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, and he will sit on his glorious throne, before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. And then the king will say to those on his right, come you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then he will say to those on the left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew chapter 25. So there will be justice in the end. In the end, there will be rewards and punishments for you and for me, as well as for everyone else. So let us seek grace to live the life that God has called us to live, and resist a revengeful spirit, and loving and praying for our enemies. Well, may God bless these words to us.